All right. I hope you like that. I hope Mark likes that. Mark Anderson's joining us today. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Search for Lawful Government with Ron Avery here at RBN. And as I said, Mark Anderson is joining us. And we're going to kind of review some of the questions that came up yesterday on his show and his interview of David Scott. That's kind of a great name, David Scott from Scotland. That'd be like Ron Avery from Averyland. And so it's kind of
cool. Or Joe Irish from Ireland, right, yeah.
that's right. So anyway, we thought some really great questions came up yesterday, and we'd like to try to answer some of those, or at least pose them for everybody to think about and answer for themselves. But I'm going to bring up some of my questions, and I'll just first of all, I'll just say one of them. Oh, and by the way, everybody, we like to entertain phone calls in this show. So what Mark and I are going to do is kind of lay out the format or the questions and pose the question in the first half of the show, and then entertain calls in the second half. So one of the first things is that came up is that in the very beginning of this COVID-19 event, there was never, and I looked it up many times, there's no numerical definition of the beginning or the ending of a pandemic. So how would anyone really say, oh, we have a pandemic, or, oh, thank goodness, the pandemic is over? There's no way to really say that. There's no definition of it. So
that's right.
If you out there in the public are wearing a mask, and you've got your vaccination, and you're waiting for the government to tell you the pandemic is over, well, I'm sorry, but that day is not coming, unless the day that they say it is over is really when they think the vast majority of the people, or maybe all the people in the world, including little children, have been injected with their new concoction. And I believe that is it. That's when they're, if they're ever going to declare it, it's going to be when they think everybody that will ever get one has been injected. So, And the other thing that came up, I might as well introduce this one because it kind of is in the same line of thinking. There's no numerical definition of when to remove a dangerous injection concoction from the market. Is it one death, one injury, two deaths, two injuries, 1,000 deaths, 2,000 injuries, 3,000 deaths, 4,000 deaths? When do these people that are pushing the injection pushers, when do they say, you know, it's time to take this off the market and really perfect this thing? Because so far, there's no way for us to anticipate when this may be pulled. And they just keep on giving this stuff out, and there's more injuries occurring, more and more injuries, deaths and harm, terrible things. I mean, terrible things. People with uncontrollable convulsions and blindness, and it's just on and on. And absolute death, brain hemorrhages, and come on. I mean, and I posed the question yesterday. If let's say that some foreign country was doing this to the American people. And we had how many deaths would have to occur before we declare war on that country and go obliviate them? I mean, looks like why would we treat some manufacturer of garbage that is being put in, injected into our bodies, why would we treat them any different than somebody dropping a bomb on a town?
I hear you, Ron. I hear you loud and clear. Amen, brother.
Well, so anyway, that's the way I want to start it out, and so I'm glad you I'm glad we can see the merit of this kind of an argument. I believe it's time to declare war on the manufacturers of this caca being injected into our bodies.
Based on David Scott's joining us yesterday for my show, Ron, I did a little bit of research, and in 1976, as Tucker Carlson, to his credit, did share on Fox News, and it's reported in various places, including the Defender, which is the Children's Health Defense News and Views document, or publication, rather, by RFK Jr. In 1976, 45 million Americans were vaccinated for H1N1. A total of 53 people died from the vaccine. The U.S. government halted the program.
Yeah, I believe it. Now, that to me, that's just murder. It's just murder, and didn't that turn out to be a hoax too? This H1N1 thing. I believe it turned out to be a total hoax. So these people got. I don't know that for sure, but that's what I remember from what I've read about it. Several months ago. So do you have any recollection of that the thing was turned out to be a hoax, or
Maybe exaggerated at the very least? That being said, it says here simply in the article, quote, the U.S. government halted the H1N1 vaccination program because authorities decided it was too risky, and that was 53 people died from the vaccine. And it doesn't say whether or not they said, you know, 53 were suspected to have died from the vaccine or were confirmed to have died from the vaccine. Excuse me. It doesn't make that distinction, but evidently the threshold was quite low. Back in 1976, I was a sophomore in high school, and the threshold was quite low. They maybe didn't even need to prove that all 53, you know, certifiably died from the vaccines. Evidently, there was enough preliminary evidence to say, you know, more than 50 have died. We're halting this particular H1N1 vaccine program. And right now, even conservatively speaking, when Tucker Carlson did that broadcast, it was, let me see, well, this is being reported by RFK's Defender as of today. So Tucker was on fairly recently. I'm not getting the exact date that he reported it. But in the segment that Carlson did on VAERS, the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, the CDC and FDA's own system for voluntarily reporting vaccine reactions, it shows 3,362 Americans, or 30 a day, have allegedly or apparently died from the COVID vaccine between December 2020 and last month. That would be between December 2020 and April of this year. I think, yes. Ron, the figure now is, conservatively speaking and squaring it off, the suspected vaccine deaths from all three vaccines given emergency use authorization is right around 4,000. That's a lot more than 53.
It sure is, and it was 3,000 people killed at the World Trade Center initiated complete involvement in the entire Middle East and the overthrowing of about three or four or five nations. So shouldn't we be overthrowing the entire these, I refuse to call these dang things a vaccination. It's some kind of concoction, and they found living organisms floating around in this stuff. I'm telling you that nobody should be putting this stuff in their bodies.
Exactly. Even under the best circumstances, there's just no confidence here. You have emergency use. You didn't necessarily have the foundation of the so-called vaccines rush to market, because Fauci admitted that the foundational work has been going on a long time. In other words, at least preliminary work on these vaccines happened before the virus came along. Let that one sink in. And then you talk about numbers. Okay, I looked up the definition of a pandemic. A pandemic is simply a disease that's prevalent over a whole country or the world. It does not give a number. It just says prevalent.
So it
means widespread. Now, it avoids giving a number. And like you said at the beginning, Ron, where are the numbers? How many suspected or confirmed vaccine deaths are too many? Where is the cutoff? Now, that's one thing to point out. And then when you talk about numbers from another angle, Archduke Ferdinand, supposedly his death alone, this guy was so sacred and so special that his assassination alone sparked World War I, one of the, at its time, the largest conflagration and in fact, one of the most deadly wars ever fought between human beings. And so the whole world goes berserk over one Archduke getting shot.
That's right.
You know, what humanity is losing is its perspective. And
absolutely.
When you look at the Consumer Product Safety Commission, that's where things get real interesting. Okay. We've seen the now granted these are durable goods, but nevertheless we're talking about public safety and health. We've seen those Peloton commercials that have these fancy exercise cycles where you have an internet screen on it and you can interact with people around the world as you're doing your exercise, Peloton.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah, well, Peloton recalls, under the Consumer Product Safety Commission, they recalled their Tread Plus treadmills after one child died.
Really?
One child died, and Peloton's Tread Plus treadmills were recalled, and they said there were some 70 other incidents that did not involve death. But one child died, allegedly due to some defect in the Peloton Tread Plus treadmills, and they pulled them from the market.
Fantastic. Yeah, that shows you fear of what could happen to them if they continued to make this product and put it out the way it was and others would die from it. They felt the correct feeling that this was dangerous to them as well. And that's what the pharmaceutical, these companies that are making this concoction called COVID-19 vaccines, they should fear. They should have fear come over them. And we should put that fear in them. If we can destroy the Middle East over the death of 3,000 people in a case that was never really investigated by any law enforcement agency ever, and it's hinted that somebody in Afghanistan did all that, some cave dwellers, and we go destroy nations. I say it's time to destroy J&J and Pfizer and AstraZeneca and all these maniac science labs that are making this high-tech nanotechnology crap to shoot in your arms.
Right. You call up the U.S. Marshals and the FBI, guns drawn, you go in and you say, this ends now. That's what should be happening. Put your hands in the air.
That's right. Yeah. Turn off the beakers and your Bunsen burners and step away from the table.
That's it. And because if you or I were in our basement making some concoction and we were out in some corner going, come and try my new solution here. It'll make you 50 years younger. The girls will look at you again, and, you know, you'll let's just say your sticker will peck out, and And, you know, we'd be picked up and put in the paddy wagon before you could say Jack Robinson.
Yeah.
And but somehow you get to...
I love that movie, too. It makes me think of that movie, Clint Eastwood movie. I won't be able to think of the guy's name. Anyway, there's an Indian in it that... this guy's selling potion, you know, some kind of snake oil potion, and he says, well, here's an Indian. Why don't you like alcohol? Why don't you drink this? And the Indian just says, what's in it? And the guy selling it couldn't tell him. He just said, well, I don't know, but it's really good for you. And then he said, you drink it. So they need to be drinking this crap, not us.
Oh, absolutely. I'll give a couple more before the break here. The Consumer Product Safety Commission discontinued an outdoor wooden folding chair sold at TJ Maxx and Marshall's without any injuries just because they discovered that it is prone to breaking and someone might fall and get injured. So no one had to be injured at all, and outdoor wooden folding chairs were recalled that were sold at TJ Maxx and Marshall's.
Amazing.
Moving on, infant sleep bags also sold at TJ Maxx and other stores. They're little infant sleeping bags. Recalled due to merely a suffocation risk. No child was reported that I'm aware of that I could see on the listing, Ron. No child was reported to have suffocated, and yet 3,600 of these sleep bags were recalled in the U.S. and over 33,000 in Canada. And going on to foodstuffs, Modernist Pantry, a company called Modernist Pantry, what was recalled as a sodium hydroxide product simply due to the failure of the company to meet child-resistant packaging standards.
Wow.
And If a child were to force the package open, there is a risk of chemical burns and irritation to the skin and eyes. 330 units were recalled, but only because it was discovered the child-resistant packaging was not up to snuff, no one actually got injured at all. And there was another product recall. And I could go on and on and on with Kawasaki USA, four-wheeled vehicles, Wellmate, lidocaine numbing cream, and I'll share some more after the break. But you name it, they'll recall this stuff at the drop of a hat.
Yes, and I think the same thing should be done. These pharmaceutical companies at this point should be stopping all that I'm not even sure they should have been working on it in the first place. And as you said, Fauci admitted that they've been working for over 10 years on this technology before this virus ever got out. So it makes you wonder which came first, the virus or this concoction they've been working on.
That's right, this specific concoction. And what does he mean by the technology, quote unquote?
Amen, because to me that sounds like a bioweapon. So they've been working on this bioweapon, and we are yet to really know what's in this damn thing. Don't you remember? We'll be right back, folks. We're gonna tear this thing up.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. And click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719 extension 3. 800-724-2719 extension 3.
Mark, I want to bring up another question. I think it's kind of funny, too, because the way they've been putting this stuff back on the market, even after all these complaints have been made, they say, well, the benefits still outweigh the risk. Well, now, if you really take what they've really said, you've got two hands here. You've got a weight scale. And they're balanced, and you put how many vaccinations or how many injections you've done, and on the other side, how many deaths and injuries. So are they saying that, okay, now we've given 200,000 of these, and we've only had 4,000 deaths? But apparently they are saying we've given 200,000 of these, and until we get 101,000 deaths or injuries, we're just going to keep doing this stuff. I mean, because what's the benefit to who? I mean, the person that dies from this, the risk outweighed the benefit. So, I mean, this is an absurd kind of argument to make to continue this stuff. And what if it's based on a larger number of the people that have said to have gotten this or died from it? They said from the COVID-19. They said 500,000, over 500,000 have died from this. So you mean that we'd have to have over 250,000 people die from the so-called vaccine before they would pull it?
Well, that's the problem, is there is no threshold. There's no number. And even in the consumer product things I was reading before the break, there's no stated thresholds. And when it said back in 76 that, 53 people evidently died due to the H1N1 vaccine, that was too many and they pulled it, but there was no pre-stated threshold. And so the government is really performing a just major disservice here by not having really any established, identifiable, objective standards across any of this. I mean, the best policy is, of course, is a low threshold. How many people, for instance, let's say you had a gun and somebody pointed at you and it had a really large magazine that held 100 rounds, 200 rounds, pick a number. But they said, but there's going to be one live round in there. Now we're going to shoot at you. You're probably not going to die. How many people would line up thinking that they would not get that live round? Or how many would not line up being afraid they would get the short straw and take the live round? In other it's Russian roulette no matter how you slice it and dice it.
Exactly. Exactly right. That's a great analogy. And hey, even that even brings up how many people, if you shot 26 people at Sandy Hook, Do you think people would be calling for gun control and picking up all the guns? And I mean, didn't they do that? You even shoot one person, and aren't they talking about total disarmament of the population? Well, I think it's quite fair then for us, the population, to say enough of this concoction injection death. We've had it. Pick it, round it all up, and get it out of here.
Yeah, exactly. Of course, they'll come back and say, but the shots are to prevent death from a disease. And they'll try and make that argument, but the recovery rate is simply too high to make that argument.
Recovery rate. That's what they would say.
Yeah, the COVID recovery rate, people that get COVID, most of them recover. So they can't really say, well, by taking the somewhat risky vaccine, you're avoiding the even greater risk of dying from COVID. But since the COVID-19 disease recovery rate is so high in the upper 90 percentiles, that argument falls flat on its face.
That's correct.
Just does not have enough of a fatality rate to make that argument, even if you stretch things to the breaking point. So,
that's correct.
We could go on and on. The Consumer Product Safety Commission also recalled a dietary supplement called Life Seasons Blood Nourishment type thing. Mm-hmm. And it contains iron, and it was simply because it didn't have sufficient child-resistant packaging. There's nothing about a child actually having breached the package and gotten injured. They'll recall these products simply because of the risk of getting injured, let alone dying. No one actually has to be injured at all.
That's right. Well, hang on, folks, for the last half. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new Easy 4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly 1 million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited-time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Many a tear have to fall, but it's all in the game. All in the wonderful game that we know as love. You have words with him, and your future's looking dim, but these things your hearts can rock.
Thank you, Julie. I needed that. Needed to calm down a little bit, and that is reassuring, you know. The world is kind of going on, and there is still love in it, and that's very nice. And we need to kind of keep that in focus too. And but anyway, I'd like to say before we start the second half and taking calls and stuff that I'm really disturbed when I heard that these pharmaceutical companies are rushing this new concoction for little children. And for emergency approval for use in time for school starting next year. Well, I want all this trash removed by then. I don't want to be thinking of these little 6-year-olds and 7-year-olds and toddlers getting this crap shot into them. And they try to make it equal with tetanus and these other kinds of things that you get shots for, which have been proven to be successful at preventing a really horrible kind of stuff like tetanus. And but anyway, and we happen to know that they're cheating like crazy. They try to say that over 500,000 people have died from this in the United States. I call them on that. They're just lying, because we've caught them cheating on the numbers and how they cheat on by saying that these people have are insinuating that these people have tested positive when they haven't. They're just people that have been associated or been around somebody that has been tested. So to even prove that if you cough in Texas, you have COVID. That's how really stupid the case numbers are. If you cough in Texas, you got it. Well, that's ridiculous. No wonder that I'm surprised they hadn't had half the people in the country have it. And now we learn for sure that the PCR test does not work. So even those that tested positive, most of them don't have it. So, I mean, this level of fraud needs to stop. And third, I want to bring up one thing that David Scott said yesterday on Mark's show, that we must defeat the assertion that refusal to be injected with this COVID-19 concoction is a threat to society. And I believe he's right, because that's being used against people who are resisting it. And I would like to pose an argument to defeat that. And that is that a mandate and requirement to have natural man injected with this concoction before entry into society is an antichrist police state that deserves to perish. This is God's kingdom. Jesus Christ sits on the throne over it in heaven. His church is authorized to be stewards of his kingdom here on earth until he returns. And we should be doing that, and we should be preventing the alteration of God's image in mankind by the injection of some crap that they've made up that is harming and killing and injuring people. So if you want to protect real society, if you want to protect the kingdom of heaven on earth, don't get that shot. Take your mask off, because your mask is covering the glorious image of God, as 1 Corinthians 11:7 says. So anyway, are you still with us, Mark?
Yeah, amen to that, Ron. I feel like I'm at church here.
Good.
I'm in the pews. Yeah, I wanted to add that what I brought up on my show yesterday when we had David Scott on there, I had mentioned briefly a audio that I thought I was going to play. I might still play it. I don't know. But it was a rant on ABC's show The View, which is one of those girly shows, all women commentators. And I had mentioned a Sunny Poston, I believe her name is, that went into a rant, and I didn't describe very thoroughly what the rant was about. The rant was basically, in so many words, that anti-vaxxers need to stay away from vaccinated people, and they don't want vaccinated people to be around anti-vax people, because that's not safe for the vaccinated people. Now think about what that means and how completely uninformed and naive she must be. So what are you saying, girly girl? So you're saying that if you're vaccinated, let's say you're in a room with four vaccinated people and two unvaxxed people show up, so your vaccine is going to fail right then and there? It's that much of a prophylactic, it's that much of a protection, that simply having an unvaxxed person around or two is going to completely render your vaccine ineffective? So what the point, girly girl?
Exactly. You know? That's a very good thing to bring up, and it makes you wonder then why there's no authority in the state to eradicate a virus. And it can help protect people, but there's no authority to eradicate things like that. And if a vaccine doesn't work when exposed to it, then nobody should take it. You should be protected in a whole room full of the virus if it works. If it doesn't work, nobody should be taking that crap.
That's
so
right.
Anyway, we have two callers.
Oh, you do? Okay, sorry.
Okay. Well, thanks, Mark, for all that. That was very good. Hang on if you want to. Okay. David from California, you're up.
Oh, yeah. How are you, Ron? I'm not sure if this is the first time I've heard your show or not. I'm a fan of RBN, but, yeah. You know, I think the conspiracy about COVID is that it was created by pollution, and the big corporation that polluted the skies and polluted the water and whatever, that created the conditions which spawned this disease, they don't want to be found out. Those big corporations that want the right to just poison the sky and create brand new diseases, they don't want to have to pay the medical bills. And I think there's a conspiracy in this, beg pardon?
I was just saying, I see, and I've heard that this really, and what it could be is that the symptoms they're calling COVID-19 are really caused by pollution and corporate pollutions of different kinds. And so that's really kind of a cover-up. The whole COVID-19 thing is a cover-up of other pollution that's really killing people.
I thought that from the start. And when you realize that a virus is not a living thing, it's more like a mineral that's got a kind of a coating on it, and that if that coating falls apart while it's on the outside of your body, there's no problem. But if it gets in your lungs and that coating dissolves, then it attaches to your cilia or various parts of your lungs, and it creates an allergic reaction, and that allergic reaction just gets more and more spasmy, let's say, and your white blood cells get going, your antibodies get going in there, and as soon as they touch it, they die, and you end up drowning in your own pus.
That's what I've heard, yes. It causes some kind of storm. They call it a something storm. I can't really repeat all that stuff very well, but yes, I've... Now, I don't have any direct information that this is all done by... pollution, and I'm not quite sure what the vaccine would have to do with all that, but I have a feeling they've been working on this so-called vaccine for a long time, and that they're using that for something else entirely, too.
Regarding the vaccines, as I understand it, the earliest ones that were allowed were basically to reduce the spasms. So it doesn't kill, since the virus is not alive, it doesn't kill the virus, but it reduces your spasms. And, for example, there's a lot of different kinds of allergy medicines, right?
I'm
trying to think, I won't name any because I'm not going to recommend any, but they kind of do the same thing. But the point is that we don't need to, I took the vaccine already. I took it in February and March. It didn't cause me a single bit of problem. I didn't even have a sore shoulder. I slept like a baby the day after the second one. But I think it was as much relief that I had finally gotten the vaccine, and that's why I slept so good. But I sort of agree. You know, when you were talking about your God's creature and that you don't need to adapt to some, I kind of agree with the idea that we shouldn't have to adapt to pollution. That's a nasty situation.
The fact is that this
does exist. And I'm calling you from out in San Francisco, and our death count as of the other day is just short of 550 people. But in Atlantic City, if you did the ratio of how many people died to the population of San Francisco, and then you go to Atlantic City, New Jersey, they're 100 times more deadly. I was just talking to a station down in Jackson, Tennessee. I think that's, forgotten the name of their county down there, but they're about 4.5 times more deadly. They're about, I think, 97,000 people, so they're about 9 times less people than us, but they've got, their death count is, instead of 550 here, they're about 250, and so since they're 9 times smaller than us, they're about 4.5 times more deadly. And these, the god of mammon, you remember, the god of mammon is money. and money lovers who I think that the big problem with this epidemic is the people who believe in the God of Mammon are want us to get back to making money for them, and they don't care about our lives. I was just listening to a station in Missouri where this state senator out there is trying to put together a bill to cut apart unemployment. So it forces people to be starving and go back to work in the middle of an epidemic. Now, that seems like a violation of ethics, of religion, of, you know, it's bowing to the God of Mammon to say that everybody should go and die to make a pile of money for cheap. And yes. It's, you know, I just recommend people stay at home, catch the unemployment, read a bunch of good books, you know, watch a bunch of good movies, put in a garden, wait it out.
Well, David,
you know, this is
I'd
not
like to recommend
funny.
David, thanks for calling, and I'd like to recommend a book for that, and that's John Locke's Second Treatise of Government, so they won't be duped anymore, and maybe we might have some lawful government for a change. Well, anyway, I got
sure,
two
I got
other colors, David, and thanks for calling.
Yeah, well, stay safe.
Call again.
Stay
Appreciate
safe.
It, man. Okay. Andrea from Oklahoma, you're up.
Yes. So you're suggesting to solve, can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
To solve this, to go to our sheriff and say, look, there are all these people dying from this vaccine. We need to take it and stop it. Now, Moderna, Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson, Bayer, they have so much money, they could drown all the Congress in Washington and every state, senator and mayor and the governor, to keep it going. And it's the one point is to exterminate 85 to 90% of the population. And
yes.
The babies are included. So do you think the sheriff is going to have enough power to go up over all these Congress people and state elected officials and governors and mayors and so on and so forth to stop
well,
this,
Andrea,
even
let me answer that question. You're asking me if the sheriff is strong enough to do that. Let me say this: I live streamed this the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association training session here in Texas in February, and they said that they are the chief law enforcement officer over everything and anything in their county. And that they can deputize as the entire citizenry of that county if they want to, and they can run it. And if the people so decide that they've had enough killings and deaths and enough of these mask wearing, I heard about this kid that had to have a mask cut off his head. He'd been wearing it for 2 weeks. He couldn't breathe. So when people have had enough of this harm to force us to take these injections, then go to their sheriff and say, I'm willing to be deputized. We're tired of it. Let me tell you, if that happens in the country, it's over.
Well, we have a new sheriff. We had P.T. Taylor for close to 35 years, and we have a new sheriff. I discovered once you had said you can go to your sheriff on the show, it was like, okay, I need to know more. Well, I called in, and the thing is, they're determined, and they have the fellow that called it just claimed he had both shots. I hope it was nothing but water that, or a nice, you know, water solution that he got, because you know all of them, Moderna, Pfizer, Johnson and Johnson, and Bayer, all of them have some kind of weird issue. Let alone, I think they all have that they've. Which they're not pushing it, and we're not saying too much about it, that you're being chipped with the 060606. So that's huge.
Yeah.
To me, it's huge because, like I said, I don't know that you've heard it, but back in just...
Well, let me say this, Andrew. Whether they're not doing it right now or not, I think is irrelevant, because if they're setting us up to the idea that we can't be members of society unless we have the latest shot and I'm talking about future shots, because once they set this notion up in the public mind, they can have us taking all kinds of shots from now on in order to get into society. And that means they can certainly put that in the future if they're not doing it now. So anyway, hang on, we'll be here for the last bit of it. Be right back.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
I love that song. I'd like to listen to that whole thing, but anyway. Thanks for calling, Andrea. And we have Michael from Tennessee up now. And you've got 2 minutes, Michael, and then I'm going to give the last 2 minutes to Mark to finish up. So shoot away, Michael.
Okay, I'll cut it short. Ron, I want to say you're exactly right when you call it Antichrist, because it is. These pushers of the COVID kill shot are evil incarnate.
I hear you.
Let me say one more thing. Ron, you got the best bumper music on Republic Radio.
I do? Did you say I had the best music?
You got the best music. Some of that music is almost psychotic sounding to me, but I'm an old goat, you know.
Well, I love you, man. I love old goats that like my music. And let me tell you, Julie does all the stuff. I only selected the first one now that you hear. But, yeah, Julie's really good at that. I encourage her to get me pumped up all the time. So, anyway, well, thanks a bunch, Michael. Anything else?
I just say she's doing a first-class job. That's all. I'll get off somebody else call in or something.
Well, thanks a bunch, Michael. Appreciate that, man. Yeah. Tell your friends to listen in and support our station here at RBN. Thanks a bunch. Okay, Mark, you want to finish it up for us?
I managed to hang on. I'll just briefly mention that although we appreciate all callers, I think David needs to look at assuming that there's those COVID deaths. The key word is assume. Because the FDA put out its own guidelines, or was it CDC? Well, it was a federal government guideline that gave doctors and physicians permission to make assumptions when listing deaths as COVID. And it's in my Citizen Reporter. Two versions of the Citizen Reporter trifold pamphlet are still listed under RBN updates on the main homepage of republicbroadcasting.org. And in one of those versions or both versions of that Citizen Reporter trifold, it mentions the exact name of that rating where there is all sorts of wiggle room on determining so-called COVID deaths. So sometimes people need to take that into account and remember those numbers they're hearing are assumed COVID deaths.
Absolutely.
You cannot stress the word assumed enough.
Yes.
Anyway, the main thing is based on what I shared with you earlier, Ron, on the Consumer Product Safety Commission and these non-existent thresholds they're giving us, we were given no number to determine, yes, we have a pandemic. Oh,
thanks.
There we go. Well, I'll
see you tomorrow, Mark. We'll cover it some more.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll be calling the CDC about this before tomorrow or before Monday.
Super.
Okay.
See you next time.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.